Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
The other day we had an inauguration of our Kirtan Hall at the Govardhan Retreat Center. I took some God brothers around the property and we came by one particular place where there is a very, very miraculous story amongst the people of Jatipur. It is here actually where a king from a previous century lives at the snake who has wings. I know it just sounds really crazy, but when the workers were clearing that spot, all of a sudden a snake, big snake, 2 meters high, came flying with wings and went 3 times over their heads and then flew away towards Giriraj Govardhan and disappeared. Now people know when snakes have wings, it means they're very old and they are most probably very, very attached rich people who are guarding a treasure. So when I went with my godbrothers over the property, one of them said, I heard the people talking about this snake bird guarding a treasure here and I would like to dig for it. I said, you can have it. I will not enter, entangle myself with these mystical beings. But I also remembered a verse from the Bhagavatam. It is possible that you are born again and again and again in order to try to live, fulfill your attachments. Up to the moment where people don't accept the safe lotus feet of Krishna, which remove fear, lamentations, and this greed for possessions, they will continue to take the impermanent material world as the only and real place, and they will not be able to solve the root of all sufferings. Attachment brings always suffering, and detachment, although sometimes difficult in the beginning, brings freedom from misery. Thank you very much and see you for the next Kartik inspiration.
Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Rama.